Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Welcome back. An update on another problem for the ACC, a second school that is suing them. We'll talk about it in just a few minutes and what it could possibly mean to its future. Let's get back to the calls here. And Legend is on the air.
Bless me. I've sinned. I like to confess.
Please do.
I confess. Jim is a moron. I confess. Jim is demon possessed. Stay with me, people. I confess. Jim is demon possessed. I confess. Jim is demon possessed. And we can make a rap song right there, brother. I like that, man. Hey, Paul, as always, man, thank you so much, man, for taking my call, man. You know, nobody else loves you. The legend loves you. You know I got love for you, bro.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Paul, I just got word today. There's an invitation coming in the next few weeks from the biggest prison in the state of Alabama, asking that the legend and Paul Feinbaum would come before the football season and speak before about 500 inmates.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you ready? Are you ready, brother?
Hey,
are
legend, help me with this, okay, in case we end up doing this. I mean, I normally get dressed up for this show, but what is the proper, appropriate garb for a speaker at a prison?
Orange.
That would be funny, wouldn't it?
Or stripes. Stripes work pretty good.
Better not walk in there with leg chains and an orange jumpsuit.
The better you look, the better. You know what I'm saying? The better you look, the better. You go see me in a suit for the first time.
Okay, I'll dress appropriately.
But hey, Paul, I had a tremendous blessing this week. People that's heard me on the show, you've been such a blessing in my life. But the Haleyville Methodist Church, Pastor Mitch from the Haleyville Methodist Church, has a Facebook Live show on their church every week. And I got to go on it this past week. They invited me on the Mitch and Shannon show. And I've got informed here in the last day or two that thousands of people have listened to my testimony and been blessed by it.
Well,
man.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, just the outreach. But I shared a little story in there. I want to share it with you, man. I said, somebody asked me a few months ago, what was the happiest moment in my life? And I thought, was it the day I got out of prison? Was it my wedding night? Was it the day my wife got pregnant? She later lost the baby. But what was the happiest moment in my life? And I thought about it for a long time. And what I came to is the happiest moment in my life was the day after I had accepted the Lord Jesus Christ in an 8x12 prison cell as a 17-year-old boy facing the death sentence in the state of Alabama. I was let go out on the little walkway, the prison walk, and I was out there in chains, walking around, looking up at the sun, handcuffed. And I remember I had such a peace and such a joy and such a happiness in my life. I had never felt as free and happy as I did that moment. And it tripped about and it tripped me out when I said it, because it proved to me that regardless of your circumstances, man, if you're right with God, regardless of your circumstances, there's no circumstance, no prison that can prevent joy and happiness in your life. And I just wanted to share that with you to come back and say something about Jim. I am sick of him. Everybody that listens to him is sick of him, and this is why I'm sick of him. I consider you a personal friend, brother. You consider me a personal friend?
Absolutely.
Me and you go way back, bro. We go back nearly 20 years. We faced mobs together. We've shared lunches together. We've been in studios together, brother. You've given me advice. The greatest advice you ever gave me was leave women alone, let you get financially secure. I didn't listen to you, and it cost me for a lot of years. We had that conversation. I shouldn't listen to you. I consider you a personal friend. You've given me a platform that nobody in the damn world has ever given me, bro. Never. You. And I love you for it. And you've done the same for Jim from Tuscaloosa. And he spits on you every day with this hate, brother. Squirrel and I Man would come on here and testify right now and say amen that every call they ever received from this man was hatred towards you. Hatred, brother. And I say this right here. I spent nearly 20 years in prison. I learned to see demons, bro. I can spot a demon a mile away. I know I can get around people and tell if they demon possessed. And there's never been a more demon-possessed man called your show than Jim. And I'll tell you something else. He's the most dangerous man that calls this show. The dude is dangerous. If I was in a prison cell with him, I'd keep an eye open all night long because he's a coward. He's a fraud. He don't represent God. And he damn sure don't have no business saying anything to my black hat brother on any level. You give this guy 6-7 calls a day. That's why they talk about you. You own every 5 damn minutes. Shut up. Run him off, Paul. Run him off. Run his ass off. That would be a great, 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 glorious day, brother. I love you, man. I mean, it gets so crazy, but I get crazy when they come after you, bro. You got somebody, I'll ride and die with you, dude. That's the damn truth. And when this guy keeps coming at you with that hatred, bro. It'd be just like that mob at Auburn. Let them step in between and say, what the hell you want to do now, bro? What the hell you want to do now? Because you mess with him, you mess with me. He's a fraud. I confess, Jim is demon-possessed. Legend has left the building.
Thank you, Legend. John is up next from St. Louis.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, John.
Paul, I got off about 10 minutes ago, and I'm driving home. I'm in a really good mood tonight. And,
great.
Very proud of myself, by the way.
For being in a good mood or getting off work?
Well, both, but also I was going to tell you why I'm in a good mood. Anyway, Paul,
Tell us.
I got promoted today.
You got promoted, John. Tell us. I know you work at a classified security situation, but tell us what
no,
you can.
No, I've told you before. I got promoted from sergeant to major at the Juvenile Delinquent Center.
Major John to ground control. Watch Major Tom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, there you go, Major Tom's. And
figured I'd keep
anyway,
it in the 70s for you, John.
You. I was going to tell you a little bit about it, but if you didn't want to move on here...
I want to hear about your promotion. It's been a long time since
anyway,
I've been promoted.
I've been working there part-time for a couple of years, and they thought I did such a good job, and I get along very well with young people who come in and have issues.
Right.
And they always stop and talk to me and have a cup of coffee or a soda pop. But anyway, I've been promoted up to an area where I... and this is directed to AJ, but into the box, into the glass house where I monitor entry and exit of all individuals coming into the facility.
That sounds like a very difficult and important job.
And it is, Paul. It is, Paul. And also I am able to block people like AJ who we consider to be an undesirable individual, AJ.
Okay.
And I also have the ability, when needed, not very often, but to call the police, Bob, or Paul.
Okay.
So anyway, I want to segue to the real reason I called today, and this is directed at AJ. And Paul, do you remember this song by Judy Collins? Send in the Clowns,
of course.
That was a great song, about 1974, 1975 year.
Yeah, wasn't that? That was one of her biggest hits ever.
Yeah, biggest hits ever. But the bottom line, AJ and Paul, I'm going to go off here on AJ a little bit
because That's how it begins.
I'm very sick of him. And AJ, by the way, AJ, you are an arrogant individual. You call into this show and you're very condescending. And you're a smart aleck, and you never tell us anything about what you do, AJ. You talk about you're from Pell City. Where the hay is Pell City, AJ? I can tell you what I do know, young man.
By the way, I can tell you where Pell City is. I've been
there.
Well,
I don't, Paul, that's the bottom line. I don't believe anything he says. I think, you know what I think about you, AJ? I think you've been divorced twice. And I think you're unemployed, and you live at home with your mom and dad.
Ooh.
And they're supporting you, young man. And AJ, you know what you need to do, kiddo? You need to wake up and smell the coffee.
By the way, Sending the Clowns, not to get too lyrical here, was a Stephen Sondheim written song from a musical. And Todd is up next. As I grab a cup of coffee here. Hello, Todd.
Yes, please. John needs a cigarette to go with that coffee, Paul. Hey, brother. Hey, I echo everything Legend said. And, Paul, I want to appreciate you because God works on me every day. And like I say, God's never been better to a man than he has me. But you have taught me, and God's trying to get it into me to learn to turn the other cheek. And you have done such a good job of it today. Because when Jim called the first time, my stomach has been in a knot the whole time. And I almost wish you wouldn't take his calls, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to still keep praying for him, Paul. He breaks my heart also. And he's got to be demon-possessed. And I know a lot about it because I had a whole family of folks, my daddy, my mother, and my older brother. And they had to be possessed because they kept each other in hell. And God sent me to Kansas to get away from them. And there was turmoil. My daddy was a good man, went to a paper mill every day of his life to work. And they, being on drugs and stuff, they brought him down to their level until my daddy even wanted, took an A5 shotgun and stuck it to my throat and wanted to blow my brains out. And I've never done that to him. And my mother lives in your backyard over there at Fort Mill, South Carolina. And the day that I had a heart attack, and I was on my way to the hospital, I called because I wanted to make things right. I said, I'm not going to carry this junk with me to Jesus. And all she wanted to do was cuss Donald Trump. And Donald Trump ain't done nothing but try to help this country. And that's all she had. My wife took the phone from me to keep me from being in an uproar. And I hadn't talked to her since. But anyway, Paul, when y'all get ready to go to prison, I'm fixing to start looking up. I need to get the Bibles for y'all to go down there. And I also wanted to say this. AJ, don't you worry about John. I love me some AJ, but Paul, let me tell this one story about
I hate to do this to you, but we have a guest waiting. I don't want to keep him waiting. Why don't we tell that story tomorrow? Thank you very, very much. Pete Thamel on the latest from the Clemson lawsuit against the ACC. That is straight ahead.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-hour energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5hourenergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
There's been some breaking news today. A second ACC school has sued the Atlantic Coast Conference. We mentioned earlier that Clemson, it's a little bit different. It's fairly similar, but the rhetoric seems to be different as we talk about this in a minute. Do we have Pete? Okay, well, nothing like being ready to go to somebody and they're not there. Cat Daddy is up next. Hello, Cat Daddy.
Big Paul, looking good and designing good as always. And I just want to say to all you folks that are up for the Colorado year, and I've heard from more folks coming into the liquor store today, you know you're defending champion? I said, yes, I am. And they asked me, Big Paul, what would you like to pass on to the next champion caller on the fall by Paul Feinbaum Show? I said, carry yourself with dignity and respect, and remember that you are being allowed to talk on one of the greatest sports radio shows the world has ever known. And carry yourself with pride and dignity, just as Paul Feinbaum and his staff do every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, except when the girls play. Then they have to take a time off. But other than that, if you become the next Paul Feinbaum caller, carry yourself on with dignity and respect.
Thanks so much, Cat Daddy. Johnny B. is up next. My thoughts exactly.
Hang on, man, Tom. Did you? Hold on. Oh, Cat Daddy, you're like the rest of these dudes. I was a little busy there for a minute. That was my collar bracket going down the toilet. But,
okay, Johnny B., I hate to run because I think we finally got the situation figured out with Thamel. Pete, we were introducing you a minute ago, talking about what happened today. Just give us what you know first, and then we'll certainly get into what it all means.
The news and the headline news is that Clemson filed a lawsuit in state court in Pickens County, South Carolina today. It is fairly similar to the lawsuit that Florida State filed in Leon County. The ACC obviously pre-countersued that suit. My understanding is they have not done that yet in this Clemson case. But the suit's fairly clear. It wants the ACC exit fees diminished and uses all kinds of loaded language to describe them. The exit fees an estimated $140 million in this suit. It was estimated at $130 in the Florida State suit. And they challenged the language of the grant of rights, which is like the great unchallenged legal binding thing that's held these leagues together for the generation that I've done this. And they basically are contending in their in state court in South Carolina that if they attempt to leave the ACC, that they should bring their games with them, their inventory with them. Whereas we've always had the fundamental understanding of the grant of rights, Paul, and the ACC has certainly perpetuated this, as have other leagues with their grant of rights, that the league would own the rights to all the games, even if they left.
Pete, certainly this is a tumultuous time for the ACC. They took in three schools last year that seemed to be a defense mechanism. Seven schools total about a year ago talked about the possibility of this. So it's not a shock. But beyond the legalese, I am really interested in your perspective on what happens next, not so much in court, but what can the ACC do? And frankly, what can they do to prevent this whole thing from going up in smoke?
Yeah, Paul, what they can do is an interesting question. I do agree with you that this is a very significant day and a very significant moment. When you look at Florida State and Clemson, they're both essentially declaring for free agency. Now, it's not a linear path there. They don't have a destination yet settled upon. It could be a very expensive path to free agency, but them simply declaring, not overtly, but with their actions and what they want to do, we want to leave the ACC, is troublesome for the ACC. These are obviously the last two national title winners from the ACC. They're the only college football playoff participants from the ACC. And if they did end up leaving eventually, and I don't think it would be soon as in months from now, it would just change the whole fundamental dynamic of the ACC. They would not have what would be regarded as a football power in that league. And that's no offense to Miami or Virginia Tech. They just haven't had any juice for really the last 15 years. So as the ACC moves forward, what can be done is an interesting question. They did the very savvy move, the countersuit for Florida State. They filed in Mecklenburg County, and that essentially gave them an advantage in legalese for where the venue would be. And what they can do is hope that the language in these contracts keeps Clemson and Florida State wed to these giant buyout numbers that are tied to it. I think the number was $572 million in that case, but really it keeps them wed to their rights. That is their hope. That's what the ACC statement said. They plan to vigorously pursue their legal options, and that is that's their best bet. There's two key dates coming up here, Paul, that I think are significant. One is that Florida State and Clemson, if they were to declare they were going to leave the ACC, would have to do so by August of 24, which then they would be gone by the start of the 2025 season. I would be shocked if that happens. Nobody expects that to happen that quickly. And then from there, there's two possible outcomes here. One is some kind of settlement, right? Does this saber rattling? And look, I don't think this isn't like a slam dunk case. If there was a great stand on the table legal argument, Florida State and Clemson would have filed them a long time ago. So I think it's an ambiguous legal argument, to be kind, that sets the path for what's next. And settlement is got to be an option. What that looks like, how much that costs. Do one of those schools risk settling for a $100 million amount when the whole fundamental structure of college athletics may change in the next 8 months, 18 months, whatever it is? This thing isn't going to look the same in 3 years, Paul, but you and I talked to a lot of smart people. No one can really tell you exactly what it's going to look like. So this gives Florida State and Clemson, this basically is a pathway to potential options as it happens. The other significant date that Florida State put in its lawsuit when it filed in December was that in February of 2025, ESPN has the option, as written in the contract, according to the lawsuit, to further on this contract that runs through 2036. The FSU lawsuit says that all the media accounts that say the lawsuit runs through 2036 aren't actually true, because ESPN does have the option to push the button on whether or not they want to continue the contract. It's just ESPN's option. It's not a mutual option between the sides, from what Florida State says in that lawsuit. So I think that date's important, Paul, as a pressure point, right? A decision has to be made. What's the ACC going to look like? How does that all unfold? So it's going to be a fascinating year coming up. I don't think anything happens quickly. Nothing really does in the courts. It would probably be in the ACC's interest to deflect and push things back, which our court systems tend to let happen. So that's what the next few months look like, Paul. And I don't really think anyone knows where this ends up, just like no one really knows where college sports end up.
Pete, this may not be suitable for a short window here because we're late on a break. But if indeed the people at ESPN do not agree to extend that, as you laid out, Does that mean within a certain framework, the whole league could escape?
It's hard to say, Paul, because we don't actually have the contracts. We have a reference to it in that lawsuit. So I bring up that date more as just a pressure point. Like, I think if you're going to continue a contract for the next decade as a TV provider, you're going to want to know what things look like at that point. So, and then if those schools are gone, are the remaining schools of the same value? Like, there's just a domino of decision making that would have to happen there.
We have those dates bookmarked. Pete Thamel, thank you very, very much for joining us with, again, breaking news about the ACC being sued by yet another member institution. We have 30 minutes remaining here. Late on Tuesday afternoon, we'll get right to your phone calls in just a moment.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
After the game, SEC Inside at the men's basketball tournament. Back to the calls. Before we do, I have a story to share that is fairly circuitous. Remember Caden Proctor? He was the number one offensive lineman in the country 2 years ago. Originally committed to Iowa and then changed and went to Alabama, where he started last year. After Nick Saban left, he left. He went in the portal and went to Iowa, which is where he is from. There was some controversy about Iowa tampering. Well, just a minute ago, Proctor confirmed to Mike Rodak, who we had on earlier, that when the portal opens in 3 weeks, he is going to go back in the portal and back to Alabama. This guy is really notching some frequent flyer miles between Iowa City and Alabama. Let's go to I-Man next. Good afternoon.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul. You know, not poking any fingers or anything, but I thought Both Sides Now was the best Judy Collins song.
That is a really good one, but I thought Both Sides Now was written... I know Judy Collins recorded it, but I thought that was written by Joni Mitchell.
You know, it could have been, but it was a great song.
Yeah, it is a fabulous song, but I distinctly remember listening to that. I mean, it's a fantastic song, but I'm relatively sure that Joni wrote it.
She may have, but I just... Anyway.
You're right.
You know... I heard Legend talking about when he, gave his life to his Lord and Savior. I was baptized when I was 10 because I needed a buffer zone between me and my grandmother's belt. She raised us with a firm hand, and I tell you, she swung a belt about as good as some of these baseball players with bats, maybe as good as Jim with a bat. So I get baptized, and I was supposed to change clothes, you know. And so I'm back there soaking wet, and she sees me. And guess what? I got a whipping when I got home because I didn't change clothes. So my buffer zone lasted no time. But I was proud that I did it. Paul, really not pointing any fingers today, you know, other than, you know, sometimes I go to get a sandwich, like a bacon, lettuce, tomato sandwich. There's some good ones out there. You get a BLT. You get it baconless. and you get your lettuce, and you get kale instead of lettuce, right? So you're down to tomatoes and kales and maybe a real thin piece of bread?
I would eat lettuce with my BLT, except I don't eat BLTs.
Oh, so, but you do eat kale. You're a kale man.
I'm officially not going to point any fingers kale, but that's today. Beside the point.
You know, not going to point any fingers today, but let's just all remember this. Nobody gets out of this alive. War Eagle, have a good day.
Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum, and I tell you what, they ain't much better than the South than the bacon lettuce tomato sandwich, Paul. But I like mine without mayonnaise. I've just got a thing about mayonnaise. I just never really liked it. It don't taste good to me, for one thing, and I don't think it's that good for you anyway.
It helps if it's fresh.
Right. Yep. But it's just,
you can't leave mayonnaise in your truck overnight in the summertime.
No. That ain't a good thing to do at all, Paul.
What's going on with you, Joe?
Well, not a lot, Paul, but do you ever feel like a priest? I mean, you're getting a lot of religious calls in the day.
At one time, I thought about doing something else other than this, but I'm pretty convinced now that the ministry is my next stop.
I just like sitting in a confession booth and listen to every caller call in and confess of their sins.
How about this? Wouldn't that be something? I mean, I know this sounds kind of weird, but what about a reality show with me in the confession box?
Yeah, and just have each caller one by one come up and, man, what some stories. You could write 10 books out of that one.
I would.
But hey, Paul, I got to say this right here, Paul. As far as this caller bracket, I mean, I know I ain't got nothing against, you know, last year's winner. I don't. But I just think there was shenanigans either. So everybody in his hometown.
I don't have anything against him either, other than his calls lately have just barely got him in. If he hadn't been the defending champion, Joe, I'm not sure he'd be in the tournament.
Right, and so the reason I say shenanigans, if he hadn't won by so many votes last year.
Yeah, no, you've heard me repeatedly accuse it of being a rigged election and a two-tier justice system in terms of how we got to that point. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call. AJ is up next.
You know, Paul, let me share a proverb with you, Paul. Okay, there's a proverb in the Bible, and it's for John over there. He who gets promoted to the glass box shall cast no stone, John. And you just cast a stone, John. I'll tell you something. Put you some Vagisil in your cup of coffee because I got a little word for you. You want to talk about AJ living with his mom. My mom passed in 2017, John. My dad passed in 2001 there, young man. And quite frankly, if what I tell you I do, you're going to say, oh, AJ's being arrogant. But I'll go ahead and open my box for you, John. I got a property company that's incorporated. I've got an installation company that is LLC in the construction world. And you know what we install, John? We install ass whippings on phone callers like you, young man. And I don't appreciate some of the things that you want to bring to the table, John. Because, quite frankly, your calls have never brought a damn thing to the table. And I will tell you one more thing, John. You're nothing but a miser. You're going to sit up there in your little glass box, and you're going to sit there, and you're going to run them little juveniles through your fingers. You're going to sit the police Dachshund. Is that what you got, a police dog? It's a Dachshund, I'm sure. Because that's about all you can handle, John. So you take your young man ass, and you be sure you kiss mine very firmly, or damn eagle.
Diane is up next. Hello, Diane.
Hey, Paul. How are you today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, listen. I was listening to Legend, which is one of my favorite callers, but I was thinking, you know, going to prison, maybe you could wear your big orange suit, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking, I got to make sure I know which prison. If the prison's close to the Tennessee line, I might do that.
Okay. But anyway, I was listening to your conversation with Adam Sparks, and he was talking about going to Tokyo and having the Tennessee connection there when they were, you know. And I had a similar, you know, I've told you before, I'm a huge Dolly fan. Well, I went to Europe here just a few years ago when she was on tour over there, and I was in the O2 Arena, which she sold out two nights in a row. You know, it holds about 20,000 people. And I looked up, I was on about the third row, and I looked up into the rafters, and there was a British flag, a United States flag, and then a big, huge orange flag that said Rocky Top.
That's great.
Yeah, and then when she broke out into that song, I'm going to tell you, everybody in the place knew it. And it just amazed me. I thought, wow.
I appreciate you sharing that, Diane.
Okay.
You be well. Take care of yourself. Thanks so much. Before we go to the break, Mr. John, did you have something to say?
I have one comment, Paul, and thank you for taking my call, by the way. My comment to AJ is, AJ, you're very immature. You are a smart aleck. You are immature. And AJ, you're an embarrassment to the show. And AJ, I would appreciate it if you wouldn't make negative comments about senior citizens like me. I'm 77 years old, by the way, young man. And I worked hard for my money, and I'm still working. I'm very respected where I work, by the way, AJ. Over and out.
We will be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.